Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Still to come in the next hour on the programme, school holidays are just around the corner. So have you booked 8 weeks of camps, or are you going to face the fear and entertain the children yourself? Why is Beyoncé performing in Sunderland and not in Dublin? Adam Maguire has been finding out for us. And with the GAA clamping down on competitive games at under 12 level, is learning to win important for children? That's all on the way. Now though, Disneyland is probably one of the last places you'd expect to find a uniformed guard. But this summer, a group of Irish officers will join Mickey and Minnie to patrol the streets of Main Street, USA in Disneyland Paris. It's part of an initiative to help Irish tourists enjoy their holidays in France. With more on this, I'm joined on the line by Michael O'Toole, crime correspondent with the Irish Daily Star. Good morning.
Morning, Claire.
So, Gardaí are going to be deployed across France this summer as part of all of this. Where are they going to be?
Yes. So essentially last year, there was a pilot plan at Mont-Saint-Michel in Normandy. There were two uniformed Gardaí went there in July and August just to help out tourists. Obviously, that part of Normandy would be very popular with Irish tourists. So I was interviewing Vincent Guérin, the French ambassador to Ireland, yesterday about another matter, about there were a gendarmerie at Templemore Garda College for a fortnight as part of a new exchange programme. And we were chatting away and we were talking about links between Ireland and France. And he tells me that this pilot scheme was such a success. It's going to be repeated and extended this year. So the areas that they're going to be going to this year include Giverny, which is near Paris. It's where Claude Monet did his painting. It's very popular with Irish tourists. Back to Mont-Saint-Michel. Another couple of areas, including Disneyland in Paris. Now, I spoke to the ambassador about this, and he made the point. He said, look, it was a success last year. And essentially what will be happening is the Gardaí will be partnering up with the gendarmerie, patrolling in the Disneyland area. And it's essentially, he said, it's essentially basically a friendly face. Some Irish tourists who maybe, you know, might have big problems, might have small problems. And the reasoning is, if they see a Gardaí uniform, they'll recognise it and they think they might be a wee bit more approachable, and they'll go to them looking for any assistance, big or small.
And will they have powers of arrest in France?
No, Gardaí can only arrest in Ireland. So they will be partnering up with gendarmerie, who will be armed and who will have full powers of arrest. So if any issues do arise, it won't be for the Gardaí to get involved. They have no powers. It'll be for the gendarmerie to get involved. But it's just really partnering up with them. And, you know, I'll be honest, I don't think, you know, the ambassador and Garda sources I've been speaking to don't really anticipate any massive major problems here. It's really more a liaison and a bit of community policing, shall we say.
Yeah, but we hear, don't we, about recruitment problems in the Gardaí, and people complain about the numbers of Gardaí that they see on the streets. Can they afford to send these people over to another jurisdiction?
I'll be honest, Claire, I didn't see the reaction to this. And just on social media, there was a lot of people were talking about that. There's probably going to be, I'd say, between 8 and 10. Two went to Mont-Saint-Michel last year. So people are asking me, look, why don't they can't control patrol O'Connell Street, for example. All I can say is, look, that's a matter for the guards. But there are 3,700 Gardaí in the Dublin metropolitan region. There's probably going to be maybe 3-4 from the DMR going in this scheme. It's a nationwide scheme, so it's open to any guard anywhere in the Republic. And also, you know, Gardaí do go overseas and abroad essentially every week of the year, and maybe every day of the week there are Gardaí abroad. So I think Garda management are quite relaxed about this. They see this as a good thing. It is small numbers, and it's probably good PR for them, and it's part of their, you know, their whole belief about community policing and community reach out.
And you said that any guard in Ireland would be able to apply for this, but will they need to speak French?
That's a good point. I'm not sure about that. I would anticipate that it would be a bonus, I'll put it that way. But they are going to be dealing with Irish people largely, and maybe the gendarmerie who will have some English, maybe the guards will have French. Look, there are plenty of linguists in the guards, so I presume guards who have a decent level of French will be at the top of the list.
So what else did you find out in your conversation with the ambassador? Was he saying that the French police are going to come to Ireland now as well?
Yes, I got more than he, I think I may have got more than he bargained out. Essentially, I wanted to speak to him because a few weeks ago I spotted there was a picture on the Garda Facebook page of, I think it was the Darkness into Light parade at Templemore Garda College, and I noticed there were four members of the Gendarmerie. So that piqued my interest. So I was speaking to the guards about it, and they said, look, you're going to have to talk to the French authorities. So I spoke to the French authorities. They said, come in and talk to the ambassador. And he revealed that there is this new exchange program that will see members of the Gendarmerie coming over to every Garda College Templemore phase. So that's every couple of months. There's going to be four or five trainee gendarmerie coming over here just to learn the Irish way. You'll know that the gendarmerie are a quasi-military force and are armed. And speaking to the ambassador yesterday, he said that the trainees who went over here the last couple of weeks were struck by, firstly, that the guards, their ethos is largely unarmed and they have to be more jaw-jaw rather than war-war. So it's more about community reach out and talking. So that's going to continue. He said every phase of student gendarmerie will have, there will be some gendarmerie coming here. But he also said he anticipates and he would like to see French police coming over here. So he mentioned, for example, every year thousands of French students come here, and he said, look, they might get a bit lost. So what he would anticipate and hope to see would be French police officers coming here, just as, you know, I've sort of returning the serve, shall we say, coming over here, helping French students who might be a bit lost, he used the word, and, you know, just to see a friendly, you know, a face that they, a uniform that they would recognise. And he also said, look, there will be Gardaí going over to the Rugby World Cup in France in September. And he was saying, look, hopefully if Ireland gets something like the Euros or whatever, he would hope to see French police officers coming over here.
All right. Plenty of opportunity for guards if they're so interested. Michael, thank you very much. Michael O'Toole, crime correspondent with the Daily Star. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.